The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, Travel. Let the good times roll. I just said to our phenomenal producer and friend here, Chris Coleman, it's about time. Nice to have some warm weather, and we are loving it. And of course, we're headlong into the summertime celebration here at Tony Mart Presents. Last night, DJ Kiger and his Hot Eights on the beach, the South Jersey Jazz Society show. The Crawfish Festival last weekend was anything but warm. It was like 47 degrees. It was incredible. It's like we had to sit in the car. It was so cold. And last night, we had a beautiful night over at the Point with the great Billy Walton and his band. Tony Teschner is really coming of her own. Really tremendous. But the Crawfish Festival, the music, well, first the food. Alligator sausage. I love that alligator sausage. It's 80% alligator tail meat and 20% pork. And it's smoked. It's really, really good. With Creole mustard, oh yeah. And the crawfish, we had crawfish. Nice and fresh and plump and juicy. I was enjoying them but crying because we knew that was it. Because they're out of season now and you won't get them. I mean, down there are certain places in southwest Louisiana that have ponds and raise them. And the pond-raised crawfish are really, really good. But it's not like the mud bugs when they open up the spillway and out come millions of mud bugs. That's a seasonal thing in New Orleans. Anyway, last week the music was out there. Bonorama was incendiary. They are so hot. Five trombones up front there. Mark Mullins and his son, Michael Mullins, who's a rock star, singing Led Zeppelin. And they're doing all kinds of rock and roll, New Orleans street beat. I mean, really cool stuff. They have Matt Perrion on sousaphone, which is a big thing that everybody calls tuba. But it's not a tuba. It's a sousaphone. But when you look at it, you'll say, oh, that's a tuba. Anyway, Matt Perrion is one of the finest, if not the finest, sousaphone players in New Orleans. And what a great band. And they tore it up. And we have them in 2 weeks on the 19th of June. They will be performing two shows for free. It was $50 for a day pass or $60 for a day pass up there. More than well worth it. But it's free on the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point in 2 weeks on the 19th. Bonorama, brassy, funky, classic rock. Donny Santone put on a clinic. They were so, with Russ Broussard, John Fole, all our friends. Donny is really coming into his own. Like Billy Walton, whom we've been with for so many years, and he was great at the Point last night. Such a pleasure to be with Billy and then to see him play the way he plays. World-class guitarist and world-class personality and good guy. But Johnny Santone, same thing. After 30 years, he's an overnight sensation. Both Johnny Santone and Billy are really becoming rock stars. Well, in Johnny's case, it's kind of blues rock. The whole thing with Johnny and blues and all is really funny, but he's a serious, great singer-songwriter. And, of course, talking about singer-songwriters, we have one of the finest in Nashville, coming up and starting with us. We're really starting with a big bang with the international artists and the impactful multi-award winner, multi-million selling stuff. When we start with Tom Hambridge, who just won his fifth Grammy with Buddy Guy for Messing with the Blues, just won a Blues Music Award for that album, Messing with the Blues. Joe Walsh is on that album. He also did, I mean, where do you want to go? Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top, Susan Tedeschi, the Rolling Stones. How about the Rolling Stones? I love that line. I think it was on this show. I said to Tom, you know, Tom, let's just get down to brass tacks, man. You make a lot of money writing songs that become multi-million selling hits. What was the one you made the most money with? And he said, in his sly, kind of modest way, well, there was that one I did with Keith and I always forget Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. There's that one I did with Mick and Keith. That was I did pretty good on that one, Gum. Anyway, Tom Hambridge will be on the beach. Joe Crown doing New Orleans piano was great up there. He is out. He will not be here this year, but next year we have to start early with him because he's out with the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, who is absolutely one of the greatest blues rock bands in the world. He plays keyboards with them, and he had his own band up at the Crawfish Festival. And John Groh doing this really cool tribute. That is going to be one of the biggest weekends. I mean, I do get carried away. And I do say, you know, in Italian, we say abbondanza. You know, unfortunately, I can't eat quite as much as I used to, which is frustrating. But this week, the 22nd and the 24th, we're planning. If everything is done, if the CRIDA gives final approval on the 22nd of July, we will have John Groh and this great show, and we will also have George Porter Jr., who you cannot, one of the, you know, there's only a number of real classic rock stars still alive, you know, like we were just talking about the Rolling Stones and talking about people like Mitch Ryder, who we're going to have on the 29th and the 31st, truly major league people, John Cafferty and Beaver Brown on the 17th of July, but George Porter Jr., from the Meters and Alan Toussaint, and he is one of the greatest. And they named that jazz festival King George Porter's Jazz Festival. So King George will be here. And, you know, you'll have an opportunity to meet and greet with all of these really amazing people. And, of course, the best regional people. Dane Anthony is the best damn party dance man in three states, and we got him in between all of these stars. And for people who are into the Grateful Dead and Dead and Company, we're going to have Dead Zepp, which is a great group. A lot of Americana rock this year because people want it. And we're, of course, going to do what Tony Mark did, which is give the people what they want. And on the 10th of July, we'll be out there with Dead Zepp doing the Led Zeppelin and the Grateful Dead. But with them, okay, with them is a mega star, a rising, emerging star named Jaden Lehman. Jaden Lehman plays with O'Teal and Company, which is an important name in the Grateful Dead group of musicians. And he just played with one of the megastars, John Mayer. You can tell it's not my generation. John Mayer, who's an international star. Jaden Lehman just played with those folks. He plays with O'Teal regularly, and he's coming to the Summers Point Beach as a guest star. And it may not mean a lot to you 65, 75-year-old folks out there, but believe me, the 40, 50-year-olds who are into that, we're doing this for them. And we're very, very proud of that. Of course, Waynard Scheller is brilliant. Brilliant musical director, bringing those tunes together. You know, the Grateful Dead and the Led Zeppelin, you know, so beautiful. And also, Rich Megahertz Kurtz is the bass player. That's how they came to us from the Tony Mart All-Stars. Speaking of the Tony Mart All-Stars, you're going to hear a lot about this first show we're planning for the boardwalk, and that is the Tony Mart Classic Superstar Rock and Roll Show with 13 performers, and we'll be doing like a dozen major rock stars. They're going to be the tributes, a tribute to like a dozen people like Crosby, Stills and Nash, the Eagles, the Beatles, the Stones, Hendrix, Prince, Santana, Eric Clapton. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we'll have a lot of fun with that. The 24th of June, it is scheduled. We're waiting and hoping for the final approvals in Atlantic City so we can do that show. But we know we're going to do Jersey Gumbo. And that's at the Point, the beautiful tropical tiki bar, Jersey Gumbo, the 13th of July. We have last year's People's Choice chef, the winner of the People's Choice Award, and I'm going to introduce him to you now, Chef Phil Gunther from the magnificent and lovely Smithville Inn. But when they had Katrina and a lot of the New Orleans people wound up in Austin because of, the fact that Austin's a great music town, Cyril Neville said, they done spilled the chili into the gumbo. Well, when you made this gumbo last year, you spilled this lobster bisque into the gumbo, and it was magnificent. And I'll tell you, it was really close between you and Chef Larry for who took first and second place last year. Welcome to the show, Chef Phil Gunther. You had fun with that? Excuse me, Chef Phil Gormley. You had fun with that, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. It's always a pleasure to be a part of something like that and to be around all these great chefs, mentors, and people that have helped me along in my career, like David Goldstein and really great people like Chef Larry, one of the best people you could ever know, so and other chefs that I have not mentioned, but very, very good people. It's good to be a part of it.
It's a beautiful thing, Joe Sheridan. From ATCC, yes. Just really wonderful people, chef, the chefs from over at resorts. And,
So it's Ruben now. So you know Chef Ruben. So him and I.
Ruben, chef. Hey Ruben, yeah. You did a great job the other night. We came out and it was fantastic.
I think they're listening upstairs too. So.
It's hard for me to come up with a place better than Smithville Inn when you're talking about the very best Americana, American traditional, but yet high-end, It isn't fine dining. It's fun dining. But the ingredients are so, I mean, from the blue cheese to the tomatoes to the prime rib, and you make Yorkshire pudding with that prime rib. You guys do it all, and I think you are just one of the best, if not the best, on the mainland. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing these days. What's new, and what do I want to come and eat?
Well, we have a lot of things lined up, especially for the month of July. So we got a country night, dinner and dancing, a line dancing, and you get a buffet menu with, I think they're almost famous, burnt ends. I use a short rib. We make Alabama barbecue sauce and pickled onions for these burnt ends. Barbecue ribs, French chicken with the barbecue glaze, stuffed with aged cheddar cheese and bacon. And, pasta salad, street corn salad, mac and cheese, and cornbread. So that's a nice event. Be happening on July 10th, 5:30 p.m. You can get your tickets.
Only one? You're only doing one?
I think there's one country night, and then there's a tequila night we're doing as well with a authentic Mexican buffet. So Ruben's going to have his hands in that really strong, authentic recipes. And we'll be
love that. People love that, man. That's really
doing,
cool. You're going to do that.
Yeah, I think it'll be awesome. And then they are going to make mixed drinks with the Terramana tequila, and then you could buy limited bottles there as well. But we'll do the birria, the El Pastor, skirt steak, fajitas. We'll do a grilled salmon with a tequila, lime cream sauce, rice beans, yuca fries, and all the fixins that go with it, and then choco flan and strawberries and cream or frescas con crema will be the desserts for that particular night, and that will be July 17th.
Oh.
So those are those events. We're also doing a limited bourbon tasting, but it's more like a Shen dinner-esque type of thing, a course, four or five course meal. And I have a menu. It's not 100% down, but it's I think it's like $200 for a person for that, but it's going to be like a Shen dinner. Coursed offerings, intermezzo, really high quality. The
What's
best that I can muster. So,
what's the date on that one?
I don't have the date on that one offhand, so I have to get back to you.
It's easy to call. That's another thing I love about Smithville. It's so beautiful to go there. It's like taking a field trip. It's like spending a day in a beautiful historic place, because it is. But it's easy to call there. Your girls, the women, the pretty women that work up front there, they do a great job with all of that. What's the number, Phil?
652-7777, and we're open 11:30 to 9 every day, and you'll be able to get in contact with anyone. The best people to ask for these particular events is Kim and Colleen. They have all the information.
Right. That's great. Now, let's talk about some of this stuff you got on the menu. I love that seafood dish with the pasta. Let's talk about that one.
The truffle short rib pasta, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
So, yeah, we slow cook our short rib for 3 or 4 hours till it's fork tender. And then we'll saute that with red wine, garlic, mushrooms. We do a cremini, shiitake, and button mushroom mix medley. And we have a truffle cream butter, truffle salt, truffle oil, pakori pasta. And we put Grana Padana cheese on top and broccoli in there as well. And our au jus that we make in-house. So it's all kind of simmered together with all those good things.
I just had this the last time I was out there. It's absolutely one of the nicest, most delicious pasta and short rib dishes. But there's a seafood one that I really think, which one is that? The and it was with gnocchi. No, not gnocchi. Cavatelli.
Oh yeah, the cavatelli. So we just recently changed the menu. So that was the Portofino. We did the cream lemon, and it was like a sherry cream sauce. But now we have the fruta de mer. So we're doing a red or white sauce with scallops, mussels, clams, calamari, shrimp, and jumbo lump crab meat, and garlic basil linguine, and it comes with garlic bread cooked to order.
Well, go over that list again. You got some serious seafood there. What is it? The fruit of the mare. The fruit of the sea. That's what that means in Italian. Fruit of the mare.
That's it.
What is it?
Scallops. So we use the U10 scallops. Mussels, clams, calamari, shrimp, and jumbo lump crab meat. And then it's got the garlic basil. If you get the white sauce, it's, you know, white wine, garlic, garlic butter. And then the red is our house-made marinara.
Right.
And if you want to spice it up, you could ask for that, too. We could Diablo that thing.
Right. Right. Kick it up, as Emeril would say. Make it fruta de Diablo. it's so much fun. The chicken pot pie is legendary, rightfully. So the pork chop never fails to be one of the most popular items on the table whenever anybody gets one. And you use a cider on that, don't you? Is that right?
Yeah, it's a honey bourbon glaze for that one. And then the sweet potato mashed, which we roast to preserve the flavors of the potato.
Right.
And we'll throw some bourbon in there, too, with some cinnamon, nutmeg.
Wow. That's a fantastic dish. What else do you have for summer that I'm not focused on? What do I need to come out there and eat, Phil?
So one of the fan favorites they were asking me to put on for a while now is chicken Milanese. We put a little twist on it. So it's traditional in the sense where we use, Bell and Evans chicken, 6 ounce breast, and pounded thin and breaded with our, breadcrumbs. It's got fresh herbs in it, nice Parmesan cheese, and then we pan fry it. And we make a tomato jam that we, congasse tomatoes, take out the seeds, and cook it down with sugar and little bit of allspice. And then we'll put that on top of the chicken, and then the traditional salad with arugula, mozzarella, balsamic glaze, and cherry tomatoes.
That's the Milanese in the style of Milan, to make the cutlet and then serve a salad on top of it and next to it. One of the great cities in the world, Milano. Phil, I tell you, man, I love your restaurant so much. Let's talk about gumbo. Are we doing lobster, or do we have a secret, or are you going to divulge what you're doing this year?
Yeah. So at the moment, you had recommended we just run it back. So we might. I'm pretty strong that we're going to do that again. So we do lobsters in every Friday, $45, pound and a half lobsters. So if we have leftover lobsters, we save the meat and we use the shells and we make a stock. So I'm going to use that lobster stock. It's like a bisque, but with the dark roux and all the vegetables and, you know, the Holy Trinity. And then I add some corn to it for sweetness and lobster meat. I think I had some crab and shrimp in there, too. And it came out really good. Yeah, we were really happy with it.
Oh, it was fantastic. I loved it. And it was only because Larry's gumbo was so great as well that you didn't win first place. But you won the second prize, which was the people's choice. And I'll tell you, you were my choice. But Larry did a... that savory Creole beef,
I think he smoked his ingredients, too.
Yes, and it's beef because, you know, a lot of people who are Muslim don't want to eat pork. So he's making the gumbo with smoked beef and beef Creole beef sausage, which gives it a lot of that spicy smokiness without using the pork products. So it's really, these guys, folks, I just got to tell you, man, these are the best damn guys we got, man. And Phil, I'm coming out. I'm not sure when, but I'll be out to eat soon.
Well, I look forward to that.
I love your place, and tell Tony I said hello over there. You know, Smithville Inn happens to belong to one of the nicest guys and one of the nicest families. His mother is a beautiful Italian lady. It's Tony Coppola. God, but tell him I said buona fortuna and stato buono in Italian, which means good luck and stay well. Okay?
Absolutely.
I mean that for you too, brother. I love you, and we'll see you soon. And
thank
we'll
you. Love you too, Carmen.
Before July 13th, we'll have you on for a little teaser to talk about gumbo. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Sounds good.
Yeah. Do yourselves a favor. Go out there, and I'll tell you something else. For the level of cuisine and the incredible, spectacular, fresh ingredients, it's a real value. It is really a value. Thank you, Phil. God bless you. Take care, man.
God bless you, too. Take care.
Take care. The great Smithville Inn, just a beautiful, today, a great place to go hang out and enjoy yourself. I want to thank Rich Gerber for being a sponsor of this show. You notice we don't have a lot of sponsors and we don't have a lot of ads. We just have fun. And you know, like, you know, Jersey Gumbo, we use this for the Jersey Gumbo. And we use this, of course, for all the concert series. We want to get those words out. And we are going to talk at the end of the show after we have the Wine Goddess on next. But Rich Gerber's been with us for a long time, and he's much more than a sponsor. He's a friend, and he's a great asset to the community. Formerly the president of city council in Northfield, very, very well known for his expertise and timeliness. Again, right now, those damn rates are stubbornly high. So you have another opportunity to go to Rich Gerber and take advantage of a really good opportunity to start some investments in MIGAs, multi-year guaranteed annuities, and other annuities and annuity programs and programs for your grandchildren, your family. But he can do so much. Disability income protection, IRA and pension, steady income blueprint, long-term care planning, and of course the Medicare transition and how to plan for market volatility and counterbalance. Rich Gerber, 609-653-9101 in Wynwood, New Jersey. Thank you, Richard, for being one of our few advertisers, sponsors for a long time. Our major advertiser, of course, is Circle Liquor Store. And when we talk about Circle Liquor Store, we have the wonderful, lovely asset of the Wine Goddess. She is just a really joyful person who likes to have a good time. She's on boozylifestyle.com, and you can visit her and talk with her and talk about some of these tremendous deals. And today, I'm going to introduce Julia, and then we're going to go right to this. I've been having fun with this. She knows I'm really excited about it because I love the wines, the French, two French wines and a Russian River wine. And she's going to, you know, do the heavy lifting and talk about it. And I'm going to let her do that happily. However, Chet is doing something here. You know, I always say that Circle Liquor Store is one of the best independent, if not the best independent liquor stores in the world. Certainly the best in the state of New Jersey. That's for sure. And he has these deals going on right now. And there are three three flavors, okay? There's a Chardonnay, which is Russian River, and there's a Bourgogne, which I will let the expert, Julia Daisy Riley, talk about. And then there's the secret, the mystery one, that I really like. This, Nancy and I love secrets, and this is a secret. It's a wine that is, it's no secret about this. It's a highly respected Cabernet Sauvignon from the Napa Valley. And if you bought the beginning, what would you say, the first level of this wine, it would be about $60. But this is so cheap, we can't even give you the name of the winery or any of the details. You just have to go to Circle, and for $29.99, you will taste this incredible Cabernet Sauvignon. We'll just call it Chet's Mystery Cab, okay? Let's go through those a little bit first. What do you like about those? We have to drink them first, don't we? Are we going to drink them?
We do.
Yeah.
That's the first
thing. I want to drink them. Maybe today. Today's a good day to drink that, I think.
It is. The weather is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice to be outside drinking some of this wine. It's a nice selection. The Cabernet speaks for itself, and you actually have to do some research on that to find out what it really is. Because, like I said, they're not allowed to talk about it. But the French Bourgogne, let's talk about that one, Julia.
Yeah, so we'll give it to you in the French, Bouchard, Meursault, Bourgogne Blanc. But if we want to just boil that down to something easy in English, Bouchard is the winery, and it's a white Burgundy from Meursault is a sub-region in the Burgundy region. So the Bouchard estate it works throughout the Burgundy region. They have vineyards in all those major sub-regions, particularly Meursault and Beaune. So they will work in different regions to get work to do different grapes. Some of the regions are more specialized in the Chardonnay grape, and some more particular for Pinot Noir. So the one that we're talking about here is a Chardonnay. And it's another one of those great deals that Chet has found. I remember a while back he found one that was a declassified Montrachet, which is an appellation in Burgundy, which is very well-respected, and it's very expensive. But he found one that was declassified. In other words, something about it didn't meet the strict regulations of that particular appellation. It may have used a grape from another area to blend. Some small thing like that may have made it declassified, but that doesn't make it any less wonderful to drink.
Right. Your taste buds don't know any of that technicality.
That's right. Unless you're a master sommelier and you can taste exactly where those grapes
are. Well, that's
not,
really
most of us are not that. Right.
Julia, I love, you know, it's interesting. I'm an old world wine guy. I didn't really know or appreciate California wine until I met Chester. And now, you know, I have the utmost respect for it. And I love it because he's so unbelievably knowledgeable and helpful with it all. I mean, he's a great asset to have at the Circle Liquor Store when you want these kinds of wines. But this wine, it's all Chardonnay, but it's so different to have this wine made the old world way. What'd you say, Meursault, right? Meursault, you pronounce that. These are some of the finest white Burgundies with the Chardonnay grape that, you know, that they make in the world. And not to take anything away from the Central Coast or Russian River, the other Chardonnay, but I just really love this kind of wine. Of course, we have to taste them all. Why is it you think that the difference? It's different wine. Even though it's the same grape, the wine is so different.
There's the terroir, of course, the geography of where it is, and the environment affects how the grapes grow and how they taste. But I think the winemaking styles are pretty different between France and California also.
Right.
The French one is more of a classic Burgundy, so it has some of the same flavor as fruit flavors that you would find with California Chardonnays, like apple and citrus. They do the malolactic fermentation, which makes it a little creamier, and it will be aged on the lees so that it's got that soft feel and a little bit of a bread note. And then the oaking is often very different. California Chardonnays can be over-oaked, and they don't usually do that in Burgundy.
I don't like that at all, and I think it obscures the pairing with the food when it gets too oaky. But this wine you're talking about, it would compare with what kind of California Chardonnay? I guess, you know, some of those really great Sonoma Chardonnays they're making, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, so that's the classic way to make a white Burgundy. And I think some of the California people have gotten hip to that. And I think the Benoni one is a good example of that, where they're doing some of the same aging on the lees and not going overboard with the oak aging.
That's the Russian River Chardonnay.
Right, that's the next one that we have to talk about, the Benoni Russian River Valley Chardonnay.
I just want to bring something up, what we're talking about here. $17.99, that's what we're talking about. You understand, this is world-class Chardonnay made, and I love, Russian River is one of my favorite areas in California. $17.99, that is so cheap for a world-class Russian River wine. Now, what about the Bourgogne, the French white Burgundy? He's got that at a really, really good price too, doesn't he?
Yes, that was on sale for $26.99, and we've looked at other wines like this to compare as far as being like, say if it was an actual Chardonnay from Meursault, you might be looking at something that's in the $60 to $80 range. But since it's declassified, he can put it on sale for $26.99. That's Chet we're talking about.
I want people to understand that I get really turned on with all of this. I really love this. And, you know, as much as I do the music, when I'm able to, you know, call a seven-decade rock star like Gary U.S. Bonds and talk to his daughter, and we chat and we visit, and then we figure out when he wants to come down. You know, this is a guy from Dick Clark to Bruce Springsteen. He's going to come in and do a beautiful Monday night. We're just waiting for everything to be, finalized, so we can really get into it. Well, that's the way I feel about this. We can go over there and buy these from Chet and sit down this afternoon or tonight or tomorrow, and I can cook. And, you know, that's really fun. When you know how to cook and you know how to pair, that really gets into a lot of good times. So I guess I got off track a little bit there. Where do you want to go from there, darling?
Well, I'm just wondering what you're thinking of cooking to go with that wonderful Chardonnay.
Well, this time of the year, we like to think about Obviously, we like to think about seafood. And I know Stevie's been really looking for the clams. So maybe we might do what we call like he was just talking about the frutta di mare. I would do a little frutta di mare, what we call embianco. You know, the white with the olive oil and the garlic, white wine, parsley, a few herbs, you know, maybe a dash or two of some spice if we want to go that way with it, you know, and you know, shrimp and, of course, clams, and do something like that. And the other thing that was really good with this, you could do is in the winter, we would go this way, the spezzata. It's a Sicilian kind of chicken in a oil, like it's like white clam sauce, only made with chicken. So those would be the first things. But, you know, wine goddess, I'm at your command. You tell me what you want, and I will make it for you.
Wow, it's all making me very hungry.
Well,
let's get back on track with Burgundy, I guess.
Yes.
Burgundy is a... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. We had talked about the Loire Valley, which is a 600-mile region of land that we're talking about. But Burgundy is a good size, too. It's 75 miles running north to south in sort of like central eastern France. And there's a lot of different, the region has a lot of different subregions and appellations within that. And in addition to the Chardonnay, Pinot Noir is their next major grape. So
right.
We can find a lot of nice Pinot Noir. And then to the south of that is the area that does Beaujolais, which I know is one of
right.
your favorites, a very
right.
light
and
red wine.
I love that. But this time of the year, the Beaujolais is so nice, and you can really enjoy it with so many things off the grill, because it's a light red wine, and it doesn't have the tannins, and it just goes down well hanging out around the grill and having a little party.
Yes, it's a light-bodied wine. It's fruity, fruit-forward. And you can serve it a little more chilled than some of the bigger reds, and it tastes a little bit better that way. So that makes it really nice when the weather is warm.
That's cool. That's a great, great idea. I love that. Now, let's talk about this Napa. I think everybody should go over to the Circle and just say, look, I want the $29.99 Napa Cabernet Sauvignon that Chet is talking about with Carmen, and be happy, because Chet says everybody. He said there's only two. There's only two problems with it. People don't believe it's as good as it is for that price. They think there's got to be some kind of gimmick, or the wine snobs are like, I don't drink $30 bottles of wine. Well, I'm sorry that this bottle of wine is a $60 bottle of wine, but you're only paying $30 for it. And that's why we're talking about it and recommending it to all of our friends. Julia, why don't you go ahead and take us back to some of these other recommendations that you have for today.
Oh, yeah, let's just do a couple of more Burgundies that are available at Circle. There are a couple of good winemakers. They make a variety of different types of wine in the Burgundy region. Joseph Druin, they make the Chablis, like that's from the northern part of Burgundy. The Chablis is also made from Chardonnay, but that is the one that you'll find is the most acidity. It's like a steely, flinty kind of wine. It's not for everybody, But I think some people, that's exactly what they want, and it pairs well with certain foods. Oysters is a great pairing with Chablis.
Right.
And right. Louis Jadot is another one. He makes the Beaujolais that we were talking about with the Gamay grape. And he also makes Burgundy wines that are Pinot Noir, Chardonnay. They're varietal wines. And the Pouilly Fousse that we've enjoyed.
Right. 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 All of those, man. That's, you know, these are all world-class wines. And you can go to communicate with Julie, send her emails. She can be very helpful. And, of course, Chet is there basically the 2 days you're not going to find Chet on Wednesday and Sunday. So the rest of the 5 days, you are going to find him there. And if you're patient, he'll come in and work with you and talk with you. He's just marvelous, and what a great guy. What do you think, Julia?
Oh, he comes up with some fabulous suggestions, too. If you're not really sure what you want, the Chet can help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Well, why don't you give us... I hit that right, correct? People can go to boozylifestyles.com, right?
Boozylifestyle.com is my domain. That's my website. And all my information is there about my book, Boozy Lifestyle, Elevate the Everyday with Booze as Your Muse. And I write about the radio show. I do some notes on that. So if there's something that we've talked about, but you didn't quite get the name of it, you can usually find the list of the wines that we talked about there. And I just wanted to mention in searching for you and Tony Mart Presents, I got lots of nice information on AI. I was very impressed by the way they summarized Tony Mart Presents. And then once I looked for you, I had to look for me too. And I saw that they did a nice job of summarizing Boozy Lifestyle as a brand. So apparently I've been notified that I have a brand now, Boozy Lifestyle. So terrific. I'll take it.
Congratulations. That's great. You know, we're having a lot of fun with this, and we're sharing with people we love, and we thank everybody. You know, this is, after all, the number one radio show, talk radio show in this time slot, by far and away the number one. And we just received word 4 years in a row now we've been at or near the top of the national polls in the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. So we're just having a great time. Michael Riley and Julia Riley both help immensely. There's a lot of work and a lot of things to do as well in Atlantic City. And they are really key members of the team, but we need to find more time to party and relax. That won't be easy. We got to fit it in between now and September. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a busy summer.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a busy summer. Thank you so much. And we're going to have you back on really soon, right, Julia? And do more of this. What about the Provence? 40 or more of the rosés from Provence. Incredible selection at the Circle Wicker. And this is a perfect time of the year for rosé as well.
Yes, Circles has several of the Chateau d'Esclan wines. One of the ones that we've talked about before was the Palm Rose, which is very reasonable, really priced. It's on sale for $15.99. And then the winery has several other different types of rosés from Provence. And then we should mention the celebrity wine, Miravel, the celebrity owned Provence wine. That's the ones that are now divorced. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I wonder how they split up the winery when they got divorced.
Was it an argument over wine? Those cool rosés. Those cool rosés are a beautiful thing. Thank you. I appreciate it so much, Wine Goddess. And hopefully we'll have you on next week or the week after and keep enjoying this with everyone. Michael, thank you for being so great. And we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure. I want to just mention quickly that it will always be nice and warm here. Actually, it hasn't been very nice and warm some days in the last couple of weeks. But in January, it's a good time to get the hell out. And January 16th, the Big Easy Cruise leaves Fort Lauderdale. And they have this phenomenal 20-plus bands, New Orleans bands, and bands from all over, like Keb Mo, Samantha Fish from New Orleans, Robert Randolph, The Sacred Steel. That's something, if you haven't seen that, I want to have Robert Randolph. Incredible gospel-rooted Sacred Steel funk. The Record Company, which is one of the premier L.A., legendary L.A. Recording studio bands. Dwayne Betts, of course, Dickie Betts' son. John Cleary, amazing. Blind Boys of Alabama. When we saw John Batiste at Jazz Fest, he came out with the Blind Boys singing The House of the Rising Sun. And I'm like, you know, only in New Orleans does, like, the number one entertainer in the city, John Batiste, come out with the famous gospel band, Blind Boys from Alabama, and sing about a whorehouse, about the House of the Rising Sun. This is a great thing. Just go to, we're going to talk a lot more about it. Just go to BigEasyCruise.com. BigEasyCruise.com. We don't have much time to go into more, but we're going to hit that beach and hit it hard. This week, the great Tom Hambridge. Next week, the 19th, Bonorama. Dane Anthony, probably the best party dance band on earth, on the 26th. And for all of you who are Grateful Dead fans and have young people that love the Grateful Dead, you can see this very, very famous Jaden Lehman with Dead Zepp on the 10th of July. So that's how we roll right into that date, and then Jersey Gumbo on the 13th, and the governments will have something special for you on the 4th of July. Until we see you next week, we're loving life in Jersey. No place better to be. And until we see you, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.